Happy birthday to Hotspot, the cricket podcast, as we come to you 1 year old, September 30, 2019 was the launch day of this podcast, and it's been a good journey since then. This is the 21st episode that we are bringing to you. 20 episodes before this, it's been full of fun, laughter, and a lot of cricket, and we hope the journey continues. And it's a good week to be talking podcasts. International Podcast Week, September 30th is of course the International Podcast Day, and we could not be more thrilled to continue this journey into the second year. Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Hotspot. I am your host, as always, sports journalist and broadcaster Chetan Narula, and of course joined by Bharat Sundaresan, CricBuzz's international cricket writer, global cricket writer, and my good friend, and the good friend of the podcast as well. Once again, welcoming Bharat back onto the show. And as always, he is ready with his locks shampooed and everything. And of course, he's revealed the big secret to me today of his hair: Italian footballers.
Ooh, I didn't know it was for public consumption, Chetan, but thank you. Firstly, you didn't tell me. I would have come here with a cake and a single can. Yeah, happy birthday, Hotspot. Happy birthday, Chetan Narula. Considering you are the creator, the founder, the father of this podcast. So, yeah, you've raised the podcast really, really well. I must say that.
Thank you. And of course, it's birthday month for me. It's birthday month for me, although I'm not adding this year. Not adding this year to my age.
Oh, really? I mean, I didn't know you can do that. So
we can do anything. It's 2020, right?
Oh, if that's how it works, then can I also subtract a few years?
Like, oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You as it is, don't look old.
Oh, well, I feel very old, Chetan. I can tell you that much. I'm struggling to go up the stairs and come down every day. So, age is catching up, as they say. And I realized this very recently when I was discussing like a story about some under-19 cricketer. And we're going to speak about some junior cricketers on this podcast with a fellow journalist. And suddenly I realized, man, I'm closer to an under-19 cricketer's parents' age than the under-19 cricketer's age, which was very, very worrying. Like, yeah. You know, it was only 10 years ago, like, you know, they used to call me Bhaiya. Now I'm scared to speak to an under-19 cricketer. What if they call you uncle, man? That's very good for them.
Uncle time batana. Uncle kitne baje interview le rahe ho. That sort of way. And it's weird, really, because you're looking at under-19 cricketers, all these young cricketers perform well. And then on Twitter, you go and say, well played, son. And some idiot will come say, oh, son, are you that old? Yes, I'm that old. I'm 15 years elder to him. What are you talking about? So, we'll, like Bharat said, we'll be talking about a lot of young cricketers. It's been a fabulous week of IPL. First of all, thanks for all the feedback on the last episode. It's all Bharat Sundaresan's doing. He's absolutely a rock star. We had a very good episode. And like I said, he'll be there with us talking IPL throughout the duration of the IPL. And we are hoping that he'll continue to join us as India tours Australia as well. So let's get into this episode straight away. The last time around we left our viewers, it was week one of the IPL. Chennai Super Kings were supposed to play Delhi Capitals. They lost their third game in a week, in second game out of three in a week. They haven't played in the week since. And by that standard, Bharat, CSK not playing, but even then, it has been a spectacular win. Two chases above 200. The second one almost a chase. Super over. Some blistering six hitting in Sharjah. Some blistering six hitting in Dubai. Twice you had 80 runs scored of three overs. Then 90 runs scored of three overs. That's unbelievable hitting. For me, that is a tectonic shift in, obviously, pitches allowing, conditions allowing, tectonic shift in T20 hitting. And then, of course, we had some young stars coming in. All in all, like you mentioned, a fabulous week of IPL.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say this is the greatest week in the history of the IPL ever. I mean, we're in season number 13. This is the greatest week ever because you saw everything. I mean, let's just like look at what all we saw. We saw centuries, yes, tick. We saw the greatest run chase ever in IPL history, yes. We saw, like you said, a lot of six hitting. And like, you know, you think of back when the little fellow was hitting the big man for, the big little man was hitting the big fella for six. Six hitting seemed so much more difficult back then. Now it's just, I mean, the bats have improved, of course, like we spoke about in the last podcast, power hitting has improved, but just some spectacular hitting. We've seen some outstanding fast bowling from fast bowlers from around the world and of all ages. We've seen some very good spin bowling as well, mystery or otherwise. We've seen the best batsman, test batsman in the world face the best test bowler in the world, both Australian, of course. And above all that, and I'm sure I missed out a couple of things, we also saw Tewatia. And like, you know, for me, the Rahul Tewatia story is what the IPL is all about. Because it's something that especially in India can relate to, right? Like, we've all seen a Rahul Tewatia in our life. And I guess in a way, we've all been a Rahul Tewatia in our life. Like, you know, we've all had days where it starts off so poorly. Like, you just want the day to end. But you just hang in there and suddenly things start turning, right? Like, you know, and then Sheldon Cottrell starts bowling full tosses to you. But for all the spectacular, like, you know, centuries and five wicket hauls and hat tricks and all that we've seen in the IPL, this story just, for me at least, sums up the IPL. It is all about talent, opportunity and all that. Maybe he'll never go on to play for India. Maybe he'll never do anything like that again. But just in that moment, for me, that was the IPL in like a nutshell.
Absolutely, and we have to start talking about Rahul Tewatia. I mean, it was something unprecedented, something unseen. I tweeted that, you know, what it reminded me of, Kieran Pollard when he played for TNT in 2009. Oh, it was something like that, because the match is gone, mathematical. That innings had changed T20 cricket, because you got all this. I mean, yes, West Indian flavor was there, but again, with somebody like a Pollard, he's seen as a T20 specialist. You've got a lot of T20 specialists. So it became a bit of a shift in T20 cricket. And this week, again, like I mentioned, the way, you know, we've been hitting sixes, the way the runs have been scored, again, it's a shift. But let's talk about Rahul Tewatia first. Like you mentioned, you know, it's a struggle. And personally speaking, or from everybody's point of view, 2020 has been a struggle. I mean, you get up in the morning, it's been a routine. You just take it at every day as it comes, each day as it comes. A lot of people have lost jobs. A lot of people have a little work to do. I'm a freelancer. I've been hit by the pandemic. A lot of people in the similar sort of boat, especially in our profession. And of course, it's not easy for somebody like Bharat as well. Yes, he's contracted with Cricbuzz, but again, there has not been a lot of sport. There's been a reduction in work as well. So I'm sure you've been hit as well. pay cut, exactly. So,
I've been on a significant pay cut for the last 6 months, like everybody else, yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we're not even cricketers or athletes, but again, it's been a fight. And Siddharth Munga, a good friend of both of ours, wrote that piece and that one line which he ended, you know, in life, in sport, you know, giving up is not an option. You always fight for what's yours. And it's something that, you know, we can always relate to everybody, not just us, not just cricketers, not just Rahul Tewatia. Everybody in their life, in their capacity, can relate to it. But again, let's just talk about Rahul Tewatia a bit. He's been traded a few times here, there, everywhere, especially the northern teams. He's been everywhere, Rajasthan, Delhi, Punjab, everywhere. Bits and pieces players, as they're nowadays called. But that day, it was his day. I mean, I said on Twitter, match done, khatam, chalo, so jao sab. A lot of people said it. Harsha Bhogle got a lot of flack for it. But it's never over until it's over, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you just said that, like, you know, people went to sleep. I actually went to sleep. So that was one of those days where I said, no, I have to be on the podcast with Chetan. So I have to see at least, I have tried to see at least two full matches in a week. I invariably picked the slightly duller games. We haven't had too many, thankfully, this year. But I picked that one to watch. And I was up till the 13th or the 14th over. And I mean, because we've seen innings like that, like the ones that Rahul Tewatia played. We've seen, like, established batsmen, Indian or otherwise, also struggle like that, and the game drifts away. So I just thought, like, this game's going nowhere. And, like, yeah, I abandoned ship by the 13th, 14th over, only to wake up and then find out, oh. And it's the second time it happened to me in that the same month, because the third ODI, Australia, England, again, I went to sleep after the 22nd over, thinking this game's over. Yeah. And then Maxwell and Alex Carey. So I can't go to sleep anymore if I watch a cricket game, Chetan. I feel guilty the next morning. So, but yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, like Siddharth Bhonga put it beautifully in his copy, just like, you know, and what we've been talking about it as well right now, it's just life, like, you know, and that's why, I mean, it is cliche that cricket is a metaphor for life and all that, but it is, you know, like, you know, when you see performances like that, if you just hang in there, and in hindsight, I think I also, I'm very proud of one of my tweets that evening, like, you know, we'd gone out for a walk, and we saw this, we go to this, for this hike where there are a lot of koalas, like, you know, on the trees, especially in the evening. So there was this koala who was just like on the tree, and I tried, like, you know, taking a video of the koala climbing the tree. It did nothing. So I just moved the focus away and brought the camera back, and it was actually climbing. So I just tweeted something saying, it sounded quite silly. I said, like in sport and life too, right? Some people do not always perform under the spotlight. You need to give them some time, take the focus away, bring it back to them, give them their time, and they just like come through. Yeah, I mean, and again, you spoke about the Kyron Pollard innings. I was actually in Hyderabad covering that game. And I remember interviewing Pollard. He was just a no-name at that point. He'd come to Trinidad. I remember he had like you know, he had like a 2020 design on his head. Like, you know, he'd like gone to the barber and got that done. And he was such a polite, like, I remember his mother was still, he comes from not the most privileged of backgrounds. Like, you know, and his mother was still staying in a small house in a small village. And yeah, Moises Enriquez is over, just made his life, because within a few days, he was picked in for Mumbai in that like massive auction. And look at where his life is right now. It's just amazing how T20 can do that for you at T20 cricket. And hopefully it happens for Rahul Tewatia. Like, you know, he's already a star. No, see, nobody can take that away from him. Like, even after this, he's just a struggler. It's like Joginder Sharma in the last over in the T20 World Cup or World T20, right? Nobody can take that away from him. And that's the beauty of T20 cricket.
Absolutely, and like you mentioned, yes, there were a couple of really bad balls from Shami and Sheldon Cottrell in there, but that's T20 cricket. But there was amazing shots as well. There was one shot that I remember outside the off stump, down on one knee and smashing Cottrell over cow corner. I mean, you can't manufacture shots like that. I mean, but you can. And again, like I mentioned, 84 of 3 overs. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then the next night, not 3 overs, beg your pardon, it was the last 5 overs, 84 of the last 5 overs, 84 of 30 balls. 84 of 30 balls. It's still mad. It's still, I mean, yes, you have 2 extra overs, but it's still mad that you're scoring, you know, so many runs of the last 5 overs. And the next night, I mean, it's unbelievable. 90 of the last 30 balls. Of course, Mumbai Indians didn't win this game, but I had tweeted, you know, if there's somebody capable of 200 chase, maybe Mumbai Indians. And a lot of RCB fans came at me and like, you know, they've never chased 200. I was like, you know, if there's one thing that sport tells you, just because something has never happened doesn't mean it cannot happen. Just because Rahul Tewatia has not hit sixes ever in his life, it's not going to happen that he's never going to hit it. And it happened. So, and Mumbai chased 200. They didn't win because of the super over. But what a game. Absolutely what a game. And, you know, the finer points of that game for me, RCB making those changes, the fact that Washington Sundar had that, what a spell. 12 runs in 4 overs in a game where 400 runs have been scored. Then because of him, Chahal held back. They had Adam Zampa. Again, Chahal held back. So I think RCB have found a better balance in their bowling. But at the same time, their batting also needs to click. Virat Kohli hasn't scored too many runs. Ishan Kishan, what a brilliant performance. 99. Some really good shots. We're talking about Rahul Tewatia. Similarly, he's also come up. And, you know, there was this all debate about Sanju Samson and Rishabh Pant and KL Rahul. And, you know, Ishan Kishan is like, hey guys, I'm Abhi Hoon. Maybe who? Maybe who now? And exactly. Like, you know, I'm also there. So he's entered the debate as well. Bharat, what did you think of his innings? What did you think of that game?
Yeah, before like, you know, Ishan Kishan, you spoke about RCB, and this is not like a citizenship test that I'm applying for here. For like, you know, I'm going to talk about an Australian here who I think is making a huge difference to that RCB camp. It's Aaron Finch, and I've become a huge Aaron Finch fan in the last couple of years, just watching him not just play his cricket. Of course, he's an explosive opener, and you know, he can change games and stuff, but just the way he captains the team and the calmness he brings, which is something that the RCB team has always needed. needed. Because Virat Kohli, you and I have seen him captain a lot, and so has a lot of India.
Yeah.
And he, when the pressure is on, or like, you know, in the death overs, he can be someone who doesn't always exude calmness. And if you're a young bowler, or even experienced, and I have spoken to experienced fast bowlers from around the world who have played for RCB, who have spoken about getting a little nervous, like, you know, when you have a captain who's so high, like, you know, high strung, or like, you know, who like, you know, showing his so much emotion. So I think having Aaron Finch, even though you might not see on camera, and considering no Indian journalist is in the UAE to report on this, but I'm very, very sure that it's bringing, and having a coach like Simon Cattage as well, who's again Mike very Hissen. Calm, very Mike like Hissen. You know.
Yeah,
and Mike Hissen, of course, yeah. is the director of cricket. So yeah. there are a lot of calm heads yeah. this time, not just outside in the dressing room, but also on the field. And I think that is making a big difference. And of course, I mean, you can say all that, but the performance and having Aaron Finch has also kind of strengthened that middle order in many ways. Like, you know, it seems to have given it a slightly more depth. Devdutt Padikkal has been one of the finds. Yeah. We spoke about him last week as well. But yeah, and coming to Ishan Kishan, like, and that's the beauty of just the amount of talent right now in Indian cricket, right? We spoke about Devdutt Padikkal, who is this, like, under-19 batch. He's from the last under-19 batch. Ishan Kishan is from the previous batch, like, you know, the one before that, the one with Rishabh Pant. And he was, wasn't he captain? I think he was captain of the Indian under-19 team, which went and played the World Cup. And he's been... unfortunately been part of a team, unlike Rishabh Pant, which has so much batting talent that he's not always gotten a chance to come through. And whenever I look at him, he almost reminds me of a junior Quinton de Kock. I mean, Quinton de Kock himself looks like a child. So Ishan Kishan looks like a mini Quinton de Kock in strange ways. Like, and he's
always look-alike a lot. They also look alike a lot. Yeah.
They certainly do, yeah. And I remember watching this video package. I was with a video analyst who was working with an IPL team back then. He showed me this package of Ishan Kishan where he was hitting single-handed his sixes, like, you know, a lot over the onside. And he said, he's the only batsman I've analyzed a lot of international batsmen from around the world. He's the only one who consistently has the ability to hit sixes with just, like, you know, with the hand off the top of the bat, which is kind of amazing. There is just so much talent right now in India. And we're going to talk about the fast bowling talent as well going forward. But yeah, it was just one of those IPL innings. Like, we speak about Sanju Samson. The thing with Ishan Kishan, again, has to be consistency. If he can keep doing it, and especially when you're playing for a high-profile team like Mumbai, who kind of back to go through to the playoffs, he could be the man. And I think he also was one of the stars, if I'm not mistaken, of the Mumbai Indians Netflix documentary, which helps. Like, you know, it's good to know, you know, because it is a skill. Cricket in India is much beyond just runs and wickets. So, yeah, there is a lot of potential and talent in there, like in every other franchise right now.
Yeah, as a successful Indian cricketer, you always need to be able to play to the gallery. And yeah, Ishan Kishan does qualify for that as well. But again, even I've heard a lot of good things about him. I mean, he hails from the same part of India as MS Dhoni does. No Dhoni comparisons. No. But a lot of people who've seen Ishan Kishan keep wickets, bat, they feel that, you know, just like people saw this in Dhoni at that age, that this guy can play for India. They also think that Ishan Kishan has it in him to play for India. And right now, let's be very honest, the wicket-keeping situation in India in international cricket is really fluid at the moment. Like mentioned, Samson, Rahul, Pant, all fighting for that one spot. Maybe two spots. But then, you know, you also add Ishan Kishan to it. It has to be these two IPL seasons. It's make or break. Last time around, we discussed is Sanju Samson. He's not fighting just with KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant anymore. He's also fighting with the likes of Ishan Kishan. And then, of course, we have Test cricket. Yes, we have Pant there. Yes, we have Ridhiman Saha there. But Ridhiman Saha is on the wrong side of 30s right now. And, you know, maybe another couple of years, he's going to slow down. So, you don't really expect him to carry on forever. And, you know, again, you never know. We need a new test keeper as well. Yes, Rishabh Pant is there. But again, he's lost his spot from a majority of the formats this year. So, let's see how that goes. Now, let's talk about the bowling aspect. I think we really need to talk about the bowling aspect here. Two matches which really stood out for me. DC versus SRH, which of course SRH won, And then Rajasthan Royals versus Kolkata Knight Riders, which of course Kolkata Knight Riders won. What these two signified, first of all, was that both Delhi and Rajasthan lost, which meant there is no side left in the tournament which hasn't lost a game. I remember this Rajasthan tweet, okay, who's the side that hasn't lost a game? Then they went ahead and lost a game. It's really funny. But I mean, in a tournament like IPL, you can't... There's never been a team that's gone undefeated. Never. I mean, CSK, even at their top, they did lose a couple of games. And in a format like this, you invariably will. But I would like to see a team just completely dominate, you know, the invincibles like Arsenal. Right? Yeah, right. Yeah. But not really going to happen this year. Maybe next year, maybe the year after that. It's going to be a fluke, but a fluke season or a mega season. But yeah, let's... but again, the highlights of those, we had T. Natarajan shining for Sunrisers Hyderabad. Just the one wicket, but an economy of 6.2. Rashid Khan, Bhuvneshwar Kumar also doing very well. Restricting Delhi Capitals, who are firing on all cylinders, to just 147 in a chase of 163. And then Kolkata Knight Riders, something even weirder happened. We'll come to Kolkata Knight Riders. They are doing something really weird there. They have Pat Cummins, Sunil Narayan, and Kuldeep Yadav. Kuldeep Yadav, less senior as compared to the other two, but still, he has played a lot of international cricket. But then they have what? Shivam Mavi, Prasad Krishna, Varun Chakravarti, Kamlesh Nagarkoti. A lot of IPL teams make an Indian batting core or an Indian all-rounder / batting core. Kolkata Knight Riders are making an Indian bowling core, which is something really, really interesting to see. Your thoughts, Bharat, on these young this young crop of Indian bowlers?
You know what the most amazing thing for me, though, is that when you see... Now, in 2020, when you see a lot of these young Indian fast bowlers come and shine on a world stage like the IPL, it is a domestic tournament, but as you know, it is a world stage. It's not surprising anymore, which is like amazing, right? Like, just think about it. Even like 3-4 years ago, when you would see like an exciting Indian fast bowler, everybody would be like, oh, yes, this is what we wanted to see for a long time. Finally, India can compete. Finally, India can go overseas and win Test Series there. But thanks to like the Jasprit Bumrahs and the Mohammad Shamis of the world, it's become almost like you expect India to produce fast bowlers now. I mean, we have almost become the envy of like, you know, many parts of the world. Maybe not to the extent of in Australia or South Africa yet, but I think we'll get there. And that's exactly what has come through during this amazing week of IPL cricket. Like Shivam Mavi and also the interesting thing there is like Kamlesh Nagarkoti and Shivam Mavi were supposed to do what they're doing now 2 years ago. Right? Like, you know, I remember Sriram Veera, my then colleague, and I interviewing Kamlesh Nagarkoti at the Trident Hotel in Bombay before the T20 World Cup, the Under-19 World Cup, by which time he'd already been picked for Calcutta Knight Riders, some 3.8 crore or some crazy amount.
Crazy amount,
And I remember, it was such a sweet boy, both him and Shubman Gill in particular. And I remember him talking about, all I ever asked my coach for, was for one iPhone. If all the other kids in the dressing room have an iPhone, but my coach, who's really taken care of cricket a lot in Rajasthan, apparently he would never give him an iPhone. Like, you know, he would say, he would take five wickets and come back looking for an iPhone, but no iPhone. He'd score 100 and come back, but again, no iPhone. And when we were like, 0.8 crore now. I think you can buy a few iPhones if you really, really wanted to. And that's how his life has changed. At that point, he was, he was the one that everybody was looking forward to because he was this, you know, gun fielder. He could bowl really, really quick. He could hit the ball. He was the complete package. But yeah, and it's so good to see him come back 2 years later after everything that he's been through from a physical sense. And he's doing amazing. And Shivam Mavi, Chetan, again, I'm going to stick my neck out there. As you know, I never am afraid of sticking my neck out. I'm expecting to see Shivam Mavi quarantining in Australia in 2 months' time or more than a half's time. I really think so. There is just something about him. India are going to bring like this massive squad of 30 players.
Yeah.
I won't be surprised to see him in there not just because he's taking wickets or he's like, you know, blowing anyone's head off, but just the composure, just the way he's going about his bowling. And even like a couple of times the way he's gone about his batting when he's come in and like, you know, even in a losing cause, there is just something about him. Like, you know, even his catching. So maybe Nagarkoti has slightly some more steps to take, but Shivamavi seems to be right up there. And you spoke of T. Natarajan, like, again, like the Rahul Tevatiya, it's again a great story, right? Like, yeah, the classic rags to riches, comes from a small town somewhere in Tamil Nadu. And like some of our colleagues in Tamil Nadu have written some glorious stories about him.
Yeah.
And you know, it's such, and again, it's a classic IPL story, right? Like someone who's just there and thereabouts. And it's not, we can't even say just an IPL story. It's like a T20 league story, because he was discovered in the TNPL. Like Varun Chakravarti, who I'll be very honest, had not seen much of before this year's IPL. And yeah, there's something about him. Like, and two very different stories, right? One guy who is an architect who quits his job and suddenly becomes a cricketer and who's playing in IPL and playing Ranji Trophy cricket. And the other guy who's like, you know, absolutely nothing to lose, but he has nothing to go back to. And then he rises from the ashes like that and produces some outstanding bowling. So again, like with Rahul Tevatiya, will T. Natarajan play for India? Yeah. I don't know. But even if he doesn't, he's already a success story. So that's the beauty of it.
And absolutely. And I totally agree with you in terms of not just the IPL. I mean, it's made a lot of cricketers, and it's given, like you mentioned, 3.8 crores for Nagarkoti. I mean, even if he doesn't go to play, obviously he'll have something to show for it. KKR have at least taken care of his initial cricket investment that he's invested so much time and effort in playing cricket. There's another feel-good story that is coming out of the Sunrisers Hyderabad camp. Abdul Samad, 18-year-old. He's been nurtured by somebody like a Yusuf Pathan, spotted by somebody like, you know, Vivius Lakshman, spoke to a lot of coaches there, spoke to Pathan. A lot of stuff on Star Sports. Really wonderful to see. You know, we've had another JNK cricketer in the past, Parvez Rasool, played very little for India, very little in the IPL. But in the eyes of Jammu Kashmir people, he will be a success story. Lots happened in that part of India as well. It's been politically very, it's divided opinions a lot. But again, if you see this, it's a feel-good factor. It's a connect there with somebody like JNK. And he's just 18 years old. And there's lots said about him. He can hit big. So we're hoping, and he's been included in the SRH middle order. From the bowling perspective, it was a big call for you to make, Shivam Mavi in Australia. But again, India expect to take at least 35 players over there, all three squads, some extra net bowlers. So, wouldn't be surprised to just carry on the good form. And of course, there's no domestic cricket this year. I mean, there's a big question mark if domestic cricket in India will go ahead. So, you know, these cricketers, youngsters will probably get a chance to stay in touch with the game. One name that I'm looking forward to seeing in that Australian squad, Navdeep Saini. And that game against RCB versus Mumbai Indians, when we're talking about bowlers, we need to talk about Navdeep Saini. You know, that super over, you just know Mumbai Indians, for Mumbai Indians, it'll be Jasprit Bumrah. Mm. For RCB, you're not sure. Isuru Dana is there. Yeah. Chahal, Zampa. To a lesser degree, you would not try spinners unless there's a Sunil Narayan there. But Navdeep Saini, just giving away seven runs, those wide Yorkers. I mean, it was Navdeep Saini who put Jasprit Bumrah under pressure. For me, it's not just about the seven runs. You give away seven runs against Rohit Sharma. It's a weird decision that Ishan Kishan again didn't come out to bat. It's a very weird trend, but I'm being told it's fitness related, fatigue related. Yeah. To be honest, I mean, if you've played 40 overs, you can play 41 overs. Honestly. But again, we'll wait and observe that. But again, you still had Pollard, you still had Pandya, you had Rohit Sharma, gave away just seven runs. That's what put pressure on Jasprit Bumrah. And you don't say this a lot. And another bowler, an Indian bowler, putting pressure on Jasprit Bumrah. It was wonderful to watch.
Yeah. And Chetan, you were there in New Zealand. You remember that game he almost pulled off with the bat, Navdeep Saini. And I'll never forget the press conference after that for two reasons. A, because I'd never seen someone answer a question in Punjabi. There was that local lady who asked a question in, I had never seen that before. And B, just his smile, like you said, like he was, it didn't look like he had like just produced, almost like produced something miraculous for India. He was just having fun out there, and it really came through. And I've not spoken to Navdeep Saini much. I remember interviewing him in after, during a Ranji Trophy game. I think it was the semi-final in Pune a few years ago. And yeah, he has that very... he's a very khulla person. Like, you know, he's a very earthy. Like, you know, he doesn't seem to have any airs about him, any qualms, in a very good way. Like, you know, he speaks his mind. And that clarity of thought really comes through in his bowling. Because T20 bowling, as you know, especially death bowling, the clearer you are in your head, like Jasprit Bumrah is, or even a Mitchell Stark is in the death, the better you are at executing what you have to execute. And seriously, I think it's such a great personality to have. And I'm not surprised. And he's just like, you know, and we saw in New Zealand, the Indian top, or like the superstars of India's batting, like whether it's Virat Kohli or even in the test team, they really, really rate him. You see him bowl in the nets and there is something about this guy. Like, you know, he hits the net hard and he troubles a lot of them. So it's just a matter of time before he plays a lot of test cricket for India as well. And yeah, he's like a wholehearted performer, which India can do with. Like, yeah, put pressure on Jasprit Bumrah, like you said.
And you know, one thing that you mentioned, Bharat, I mean, putting pressure as in opponents, and I would say that, you know, India has a problem with Bhuvneshwar Kumar. We don't know where Bhuvneshwar Kumar, he's bowling decently well for Sunrisers Hyderabad. He's not catching any highlights. He's bowling decently well because before the lockdown, we did not know where Bhuvneshwar Kumar stands. And right now, India has always searched for a backup. And, you know, India does need a long-term partner. Bhuvneshwar Kumar has always been struggling with injuries. Shami, again, yes, he's bowling beautifully, but for me, he's not really a white ball format bowler. So a long-term partner you do need for Jasprit Bumrah in the white ball format. So I think this IPL is, or this year overall, has been the making of Navdeep Saini. Absolutely adore him. Absolutely adore the character he is. And you touched one thing over there, that he's so raw and so earthy, and that 360-watt smile, mega-watt smile. That's something I hope he doesn't change about himself, because a lot of these young cricketers, because we've been close enough to the cricketers, we ask them a lot of questions in the press conferences. After a certain point in time, they become really guarded. I remember how Bumrah was in the initial years, but then suddenly he's spending a lot of time in the setup. They become really guarded. And now Bumrah doesn't, you know, it almost seems like a recorded script when they answer. So, so again, with Saini, it was such a brilliant experience, you know, all that raw passion and raw answers. I mean, just speaking from his heart, really. No pre-recorded answers, pre-scripted answers. And, you know, as a journalist or as somebody who's covering the game, you always hope to see that side of the cricketers, because it's a human thing, right? I mean, you just don't want to be robotic in the press conferences. Quickly moving towards the end, the last game that, of course, we're sitting on Friday now. So the last game Thursday night, we had to delay the recording because Bharat hadn't washed his hair yesterday. So
true.
Yeah, it's very important. Kings true. 11 Punjab, it's a weird one, Bharat, because they've been in, last night they were not in a winning position, but in the four games they have played, they've been in winning positions in three of them, yet they've only managed to win one. It's going to tell sooner or later. They've had a lot of runs from KL Rahul, Mayank Agarwal, but the middle order is not doing well enough. They're in the last two games, their death bowling has been taken for runs. Yesterday, they were taken for 100 runs in six overs. Rahul Tegatia took them for 84 in five overs. So that's what? In 11 overs, they have given away. 11 death overs, they have given away 180 runs. That's something. Looking at the points table before we finish up, it's a weird one. Mumbai Indians were nowhere 3 days back. Now they are on 4 points, sitting top. But we have a lot of teams on 4 points. Delhi Capitals, Kolkata Knight Riders, Rajasthan Royals, RCB on 4 points as well. And their negative run rate is still there, -1.4. So it'll take some time to come back from that. But again, it's looking like a healthy table. CSK haven't played for a week we're recording before their match, so they have Ambati Rayudu and Dwayne Bravo now available for them. So what are you looking ahead to this week, Bharat?
Yeah, well, it's like you said, it's a healthy table. It kind of also tells you that unlike in other sport, like, you know, most cricket leagues are the same, right? Like, you know, after the first couple of weeks, you'll rarely see one team like make a break for it, or just like, you know, look so bad that, you know, they're never going to come back from that position. So right now, this next week when we record this, if the whole table might be like topsy-turvy, like Chennai might have gone to the top, who knows, like they would have played a few games in that period. I mean, what I'm looking forward to is some more sleep. So I'm not going to like watch like more than two games again. But and this time though, I will make a long-term commitment. If I sit to see a game, I'll watch it to the whole, like, you know, to the last ball, just to make sure I'm not missing out on anything. Maybe just some of the same, really. And we spoke about, like, you spoke about Mumbai Indians and Punjab struggling towards the end there. Hardik Pandya. Like, I have seen a lot of cricketers, their career change after they become a father. And I really think that's, it's going to do something to Hardik Pandya. I mean, we've not seen much of him, like, but he just seems to, he's always had that air of, like, you know, playing to the camera. He's always had that personality. But just this year, just the way he's, like, even though he's faced, what, not more than 15, 20, 10, 20 balls in an innings yet, I think, he just seems to have that, like, this thing about, like, you know, he's not trying to prove anything to anyone anymore. At least that's what comes through the TV anyway. So hopefully that's a great sign for Indian cricket, because it's amazing, right? We've been speaking about Hardik Pandya for quite a long time now. Like, you know, he's been around in international cricket for five years.
5 years now. Yeah.
And like, yes, I mean, you can talk about that Champions Trophy performance where he almost took India home in the final, or couple of performances here or there, but we've yet to see like a Hardik Pandya year or a Hardik Pandya series or a Hardik Pandya tour. So maybe that's coming up now. It's a great sign for Indian cricket. You have invested a lot into him, but even for someone like him, he needs to be aware that there is an Agar Koti, or there are so many people knocking on the door at all times, which is really very good for Indian cricket. And like, oh, and we, like I briefly touched upon it, Cummins to Smith. I mean, that was just outstanding.
Yeah.
And Jofra Archer's ball to Dinesh Karthik, for me, in all that, was the moment of this week. It was just like, like, you know, at Lord's, I would have still looked the same in my t-shirt and my shorts. Like you spoke about earlier, how some things, like, you know, you never say never in cricket, anything happened. Yes, I mean, a dude wore like these kind of clothes and covered a test match at Lord's. So, yeah, that nobody thought that would happen before. So, you know, the closest thing I had for a suit was like actually the only shirt I had. So I kind of tried to put it on, like, you know, unbuttoned, so it looked like a jacket, but didn't work. But anyway, so that ball, Jofra Archer ball to Dinesh Karthik, just warmed my heart, because that's just classic fast bowling in a T20 setup. And so too that over from Cummins to Smith, you know, it's all in the papers. Like, you know, Peter Lawler has written a piece on that. And before I, like, you asked me to shut up, I'll have to slip in just how they pulled off this IPL. It's quite remarkable, because I read this piece in the Australian today, where Michael Slater is on record talking to a journalist here about what he thinks the Australian league can take, or the BBL can take from the IPL, and you can't make it similar to the IPL because you don't have the kind of stars you get in the IPL, but at least, like, you know, kind of make it more entertaining, just people coming there. And you just think about how far Indian cricket has grown. I mean, yes, they're doing well on the field, they have Virat Kohli and all that, but to think that we have reached a point where, like, an Australian like, you know, cricket setup is looking at an Indian setup to, like, you know, for their own league, it's just like, you know, it's just how far Indian cricket has come. And like, I'm not even like the biggest Indian cricket fan out here, but just objectively speaking, it's just like, yeah, I mean, I know it's a lot of people have spoken about the IPL as, like, you know, yeah, but look at what's happening in India. Like, you know, people are still dying, and this, like, it's not a great scenario there. But if you just look at what is happening in the IPL right now, very, very just as a sole entity, it's just remarkable. It's just, yeah, I mean, it's seeing it from afar here in Australia, you can just say that it can't get better, but you expect it to get better. Like I said, last week was the greatest week ever in IPL history. Maybe we are looking forward to the greatest week in IPL history now.
Absolutely brilliant. brilliant monologue there, beg your pardon, brilliant monologue there from Bharat Sundaresan. you just don't want to disturb that, because he was summing up what has been a marvelous week, and there were so many points that we didn't even touch in detail, but he was sharp enough to point them out. And like you said, you know, next time around when we talk IPL again and his hair is all washed and everything, by that time the points table might have changed. Chennai Super Kings playing 3 matches in the next 5 days, including today after the recording, and they'll play 4 in the next 8 days. So you never know, they'll be back on top. MS Dhoni, kind of a magician, he's been there, but it'll be an uphill task for him this time around. So this brings us to the end of this particular episode. As always, it's been a blast. Thanks, Bharat, for joining us once again. And we've had so many talking points this week from the IPL. We are hoping for the action continues, and well, we are in October now, so the one thing that our viewers have to you know, have something to look forward to is 2 matches on the weekend. So Bharat, stay sharp, watch an extra game or two. So double headers from this weekend all throughout October and the first week of November as well, leading to the finals week on November 10. We'll be back next week with more IPL chatter. Do share this episode on social media. As always, it's available on all the avenues: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and of course on YouTube as well. Until next time, it's goodbye and stay safe.
Dhoni finishes off in style. A magnificent strike into the crowd. India lift the World Cup after 28 years.